The United States has hit Pakistan's government where it hurts, cutting its aid contribution by hundreds of millions of dollars in response to what it says is a double game played by the South Asian nation. It says Pakistan has been taking money from the US and harbouring terrorists in return. US Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says Pakistan needs to learn to play by the rules.
Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration. We expect far more cooperation from Pakistan in the fight against terrorism.
Further measures are expected to be announced in the coming days. The funding decrease follows comments from US leader Donald Trump, who tweeted on Monday that the US had foolishly given Pakistan more than $42 billion Australian dollars over the past 15 years. His tweet said US generosity had been rewarded with lies and deceit. Unsurprisingly, Pakistan officials have dismissed the claims, calling them incomprehensible and demanding American Ambassador David Hale provide an explanation. China has come to Pakistan's defence, though India and Afghanistan have backed the US's position. Former cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan says President Trump's words are insulting, especially considering the support Pakistan has provided the US in its military operations in neighbouring Afghanistan.
Trump has no understanding of the war in Afghanistan and the destruction it has caused in Pakistan. It seems like he has no background knowledge about it at all. And it appears that he has been briefed by people who are enemies of Pakistan. Pakistan has given sacrifices in the American war. It suffered losses in the process. Our tribal areas have been devastated. And on top of all this, we are being humiliated.
The US-Pakistan relationship has long been unstable. Several US administrations have expressed dismay over Pakistan's alleged support for the Taliban-linked Haqqani network. The 2011 capture and execution of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden by US troops on Pakistani soil further strained ties. But Pakistan angrily rejects the suggestion it's not doing enough to combat terror, pointing out that tens of thousands of people have died at the hands of militants since 2001. At an anti-US protest held following Mr. Trump's remarks, this man accused the US of abandoning Pakistan.
This statement by Trump is an insult to Pakistan's role and its cooperation with America. This has always been the attitude of America, that it leaves its friends after its task is accomplished.